you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The government is taking steps to raise the profile of the field of public procurement across the civil service and make it a more attractive career option. We hear about some of the measures being taken on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Public procurement is the acquisition of goods, services, and works using public funds. In other words, it's the process the government uses to pay for the goods and services it needs to carry out its various functions. The government, through the various ministries, departments, and agencies, is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the island, making the field of procurement a vital aspect of business operations, requiring a competent cadre of staff to ensure public funds are spent efficiently. Despite its obvious value, public procurement hasn't always received the level of professional regard it deserves, in many instances treated as a less significant add-on to accounting or financial activities. The Procurement and Asset Policy Unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning is moving to change that.
Public procurement is no longer a back office clerical function, but it's something that requires some amount of expertise and a level of competence in what you're doing. An accountant has to do certain level of certification to become a certified accountant. That is where we intend to go with this procurement training program and the professionalization of the field.
Senior Procurement Asset Policy Analyst in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Melissa McGee. Her unit is set to launch a public procurement training program at the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, to ensure sustained training in this specialized area.
We have been in consultation with both MIND and Cabinet Office to establish a public procurement faculty, which is a faculty that we expect will have a sustainable procurement program based on the learning needs of our practitioners.
The program will focus on the core areas falling within public procurement, such as the laws and regulations, as well as international best practices.
One, you have the methods and procedures, which is very instrumental in carrying out your day-to-day procurement function. You have to know the methods, you have to know the procedures, and what methods and procedures will go with what threshold, and what methods and procedures will go with what type of procurement. Another part is the contract management, which a lot of our practitioners doesn't realize is also a part of their function.
Although the program is geared towards public sector procurement officers and specialists, it does have private sector applicability.
What we have found is that some of our procurement practitioners have migrated from government or from public sector to be working in private sectors as well. We also find that there are a few private entities that utilize our procurement handbook, which contains our procedures and our guidelines as to how to do procurement.
The MIND program is expected to be up and running by the end of 2016.
Once this program comes on stream, persons can contact MIND. Persons will be able to go on the MIND website as well, call the Ministry of Finance and Planning if needs be, to see what the scheduling of these courses are.
Ms. McGee adds that her unit is also moving to establish a more attractive salary scale for procurement officers, which will also hopefully pull more persons into the field.
We have done some data collection with our public procurement practitioners, so we're now looking at the different positions that are out there. We're trying to get a discrete scale or something along that line that will help to chart a career path for our public procurement practitioners.
Senior Procurement Asset Policy Analyst in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Melissa McGee. So if you're interested in the public procurement field, keep your ears peeled for more information about public procurement reform and plans to raise the profile of the profession. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.